Yellow man, if so, who's going to take over the father Jerusha? Lyris, Otto Bar Tasha, the master Lyris, should the mayor of the city Yashin the father? Like, what kind of swore is that? You tell me if a father left over a son and a daughter, then neither of them. So what I meant to say like this, Nohoka Kamina, this is what I meant to say. Again, we're bothered by the question, how do we know if a father left over a son and a daughter, that only the son Yashin's and not the daughter? How do you know that? So he asked the question, Hoka Kamina, Hoka Kamina, Ika Ben Ubas, maybe in a case where the father left over both, a son and a daughter, maybe then, Loi Hai Lewis Kule, for Loi Hai Lewis Kule, that's my question. Maybe then neither of them take over the whole thing, but rather Ella Kiadodi Lusu. Maybe they both go together, that's my question. How do you know when there's only one son and one daughter that the son gets the whole Yerusha? Maybe they should split it. Maybe the son should get 50 and the daughter should get 50. How do you know it's not like that? That was his question. Omalei Abaye, Abaye said back, V'yitzu akroli ashminun. Abaye said, Pshita, that's Shan the Pasuk. Because otherwise, do I need a Pasuk to teach me? Yitzu akroli ashminun hecha belestlei el achad. Bro, lesinu lekula nichsei. Like, what else do I need the Pasuk for? The Pasuk says if a father dies and doesn't have a son, then the daughter takes over. Mashmir, if he has a son, the son takes over. So what do you mean? When is the Pasuk talking about that the son takes over? You want to tell me it means only when he only has a son and not a daughter? So for that, do I need a Pasuk? Pshita. If the father only has a son and not a daughter, Pshita, the son takes over. I don't need a Pasuk for that. So what is the Pasuk coming to teach me? That if there be a son, he would take over. Pshita, the Pasuk means to teach me in a case that even though there's also a daughter, still the halacha is, the property goes to the son and not to the daughter. So that's the biyik. So when it says maybe no, the duma maybe okamashmalon, maybe not, we need this pasuk for the bas nami bas yerushi. Maybe I need this pasuk the chlal to tell me that a daughter could also yashin. In other words, the ikka pshat in this pasuk is that in the case that there's no son, the daughter could yashin. That's what I need this pasuk for. Reinach nami, once she could yashin, maybe when there's a son and a daughter left over, maybe they both take it together. They both take it together. So again, how do we know that just the son gets it? Someone says, no. Just to teach me that there's only a daughter left over, that she yashins, that I know anyway. How who? From a different pasuk. Pasuk says, Mivachol bas yureshes nafka. It says clearly that a bas could have a Yerusha. So therefore, I know already a daughter could yashin. And Pshita, if there's only a son, he could also yashin. So what is the pasuk teaching me now? That if there's no son alive, then the daughter gets it. Mashmir, if the son's alive, he would get it? Pshita, the pasuk means that in the case when they're both alive, a son and a daughter, and that's the halacha, that the son gets the whole Yerusha, and the daughter gets zero. Shoni gets panosa, to be fed on, comes to Rabbonin, but Miriraisa, she gets no Yerusha at all. That's how we know this halacha. Now, Ravacha by Yaakov Amar Meyoch. He wants to another place, I know this, to say that a son takes over the whole Yerusha, the Mokum, or his sister. Pasuk says, Loma Yigora Shema Vino Mitech Mishpachman. That's what the B'nai Slofcha tying it back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why should we lose out? Like, why should our shame go away? Loma Yigora Shema Vino Mitech Mishpachman. Because we don't have any sons, Machle, they only had five daughters, Slavchad, there was no sons there. That's the time, like, why should we lose the Yerusha? Now, the Diyuk is time, Lodain Leben. The only reason why they asked this question was because they had no son. Hoyesh Leben, Mashmano, if he would have had a son, though, them Shita, they would understand that Ben Kaidim, that the son comes before the daughter. So that's how I know to say that if you have a son and a daughter, the son takes over. So Mara says, no, what's the right from that pasuk over there? V'dilma b'nai slofchad u d'komar nocha. Maybe that was only the words of b'nai slofchad. They were like pining back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So maybe that was that time, and that's all. V'dilma b'nai slofchad u d'komar nocha. And nitnu Torah v'yitzchad shalocha. And therefore we need the Torah to come and teach us a new halacha. Just the fact that B'nai Slofcha said that way is no proof. So maybe Taka will need a prostate to teach us that a daughter could yashin. But maybe when there's a brother also, maybe they both yashin together. So from this prostate I would not know that the son takes completely. Therefore we have to come on to rather the way we learned before from our first pasuk. That the pasuk says, Ish ki yomus, ubein emloi. If he doesn't have a son, then the daughter takes over. Tzadik is, when does the daughter get? Only when there's no son. But b'mokim, there's a son alive, the son yashins and not the daughter. Ravina mehocha. Ravina wants to say from another place. Another place I know this yisoid. When you have a son and a daughter, the son yashins. It says, HaKorav Elov, the one that's closer gets the Yerusha. So we dash in like, it says, Hey, HaKorav, HaKorav, Korav Kaidim, the one that's closer. So you mean to tell me, he meant to say that a son is closer to the father than a daughter is. So that's a svara that the son should take over the Yerusha rather than a daughter. So Mar asked the question, why? Oh, my Korva de Ben Mibas. What's so precious to you that a son is considered more closer to the father than the daughter? So what do you want to tell me? Sheben kom tachas ovav liyado ulustei achuza. These are the two halachas that we have, that if a father buys an omer of Ria, if he buys a Jewish maid, so there's a mitzvah for the father to marry her. If the father doesn't want to marry her, the mitzvah goes over to the son. There's a mitzvah for the son to marry her. So you see, the son takes over the mitzvah of the father. And by steyachuz also, if the father is makdashit, and then if somebody else buys it back from Hegdish, so by yovel it goes to the kahanim. But if the son buys it back from Hegdish, then it goes back to the father by yovel. Only the son and not the daughter. So you see here, the son is closer to the father than the daughter is. So Rosh says, no, maybe there's no raya. First of all, yiado, there's no proof from, because bas laf, Lav bas yidhi. That a daughter doesn't have the mitzvah to marry the Yom of Ria, because there's no such thing a lady marrying a lady. So you can't bring your proof the fact the mitzvah goes upon the son and not the daughter. Because the son could have a mitzvah to marry this Amma, but his daughter can't have a mitzvah to get married to a lady. So therefore there's no proof in the mitzvah to yidha. And stay achuzanami. That you say that Allah is, it's only if the son buys the karka, his father was makdish, that it goes back to the father. But if a daughter buys the property of Hegdish, it does not go back, that's also not so poshut. That's also the Gemara in Erchin as the Shaila, how do we know this? And my high pircha gufo, who the evikaim in the latana? And the only reason why we say that svar is, because there's a tzad yibum, and we have a taino, Klum yesh yibum elabamokim shein ben. That the only reason why we say even steyachuz is that way is because there's kasha by yibum. That yibum also, you see, there's only a mitzvah yibum b'mokim shein ben. But if he has a son, there is a mitzvah yibum. So the kitzah, you don't have any clear proof to say that a son has more dinim closer to his father than a daughter would have. Al Pisvar, we don't have any clear proof yet. So therefore, Ela Machvata Kashanina Mikor. Again, we have to go back to the proof is from our first pasuk. Once we have that proof, now from Yerusha, we can learn back to other places, to Stachud, to other places. From Yerusha, from this first pasuk here we see, the pasuk says that if there's no son alive, then the daughter gets it. Mashma, if the son is alive, then the son gets it completely and not the daughter. So that's the pasuk to tell us that a son is closer, has more dinim to the father than the daughter. But without that pasuk, stem from the word hakoriv, we would not know that a son is closer than a daughter. The boy is saying another pshat to be miyocha from here. Another pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'isnachalte moisom l'vnechem achreichem." That if you have an eved kenani, the father owns an eved kenani, and then the father dies, so says it goes to Yerusha, goes over to the children. The eved kenani goes over to the master's sons. So idashin b'nechem v'lebenesechem. Mashmir kef, even though the master has daughters also, still the pasuk says, who does the eved kenani go to? To the son and not to the daughter. That's a diik, a son yashin, not a daughter. Samar says, elam, no, that's no diik. Emmiyat is so, the Pasuk says, Laman Yirbu Yimechem Yimevenechem Al Adoma. First, if you do mitzvahs, you'll have an Arichas Yomim. It says, you'll live long, and your sons will live long. For the Gemara, do you want to tell me, Hochinami Penechem Vloibenefechem? Do you want to tell me it only means your sons will live long if you do mitzvahs and not your daughters? Like Pshit, it means your daughters also. So Kitzum, when the Pasuk says, before by Yerusha also, V'isnachalten oisam levneichem, levneichem could be lav davka. The Pasuk just says, you haven't k'nani, but go over to your son. But maybe he didn't go over to your daughter also. Just like here, Laman yirbu yimechem yimevneichem applies to your daughters also. Sumar says, no, I tell you brocha shani. And that's good over here by Laman yirbu yimechem yimevneichem. Of course, when a Torah is telling you if you do mitzvahs, you'll get a bracha, you'll have a long life. Shita, that applies to your daughters also. There, of course, there's no difference between a son and a daughter. There, I'm asking. But over here by Yerusha, who is talking about this, Nachalta Moistim Levnechem, it's a question. Why did the Pasuk say Benechem? It should have said Lezarechem. Should have said this, Nachalta Moistim Lezarechem. If you know the Nevet Kananian, the master dies, you know takes over his Zerah. His children take over. Why does it say Lashon of Benechem? Benechem is mashma that if you have a daughter and a son left over, the son gets the Yerusha and not the daughter. This is another way how to learn it. Then the Mishnah says another case with two people yashim one another for Yoachim Mirav Nechlun Manchilim. And let's say Yaakov had two sons, Reuven and Shimon, and both of them did not have any children, and Yaakov also died already. So there's only alive these two brothers. Now if Reuven dies, Shimon yashins Reuven. Let's say Shimon dies, Reuven yashins Shimon. That's called Achim also Minav, only from the same father. But brothers from the same mother do not yashin one another. Minolan, how do we know this, that Yerusha has to be from the same father? Or Marabo, Asya Achva Achim Ibnei Yaakov. Learn out from Ibnei Yaakov. Malahalim Minav, it's called Achim over there. And we know the 12 brothers were only brothers from the same father, Yaakov, not from the same mother. V'loy minayim, they were not from brothers from the same mother. Afkan here also, minayim v'loy minayim, when it says Allah of Achim, Yerusha, it means brothers from the same father, not from the same mother. For the Marvel Lomli, what do we need that Yerusha for that Hekish? From B'nai Yaakov, mishpachtoi v'yorashoi seksiv. In the parasha of Yerusha, it says Lashon of mishpachtoi. And we know, mishpachas av chruye mishpacha. Or mishpacha, from a father that's called yemishpacha. Mishpachas aim ain't a chruye mishpacha. But a mishpacha from a name is not called a mishpacha. So what do I have to have? The first pasuk for pshita, it says mishpachtoi for the parasha of Yerusha. So what is this true? Ain't a chanami, it's like a true. The chyitma, the rabba, the nyibin itma, it's like a true, you're right. For the parasha of Yerushalom, that brothers yashin one another, that they have to be brothers from the same father, that's pshita. That I know, because in the parasha of Yerusha it says mishpacha, I know it has to be from the same father. This drosh of ach v'ach from Yaakov, I need for the parasha of Yibam, that which brother has to be miyabim, his brother's wife, only brothers from the same father. Then the Mishnah says, v'yu'ish es imoy, a son yashins his mother. For the Gemara, minohan emili, okay, let's say a mother dies, let's say she has no husband. So Allah is who takes over her the chosim? If she has a son, the son yashins his mother. So minohan emili, how do we know this, that a son yashins his mother? The Tanur Rabbah read like this. Pasuk says, v'choil